You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
I have an absolutely beautiful video for you all of one delivery driver on a bike outsmarting 10 ICE agents in downtown Chicago. I want to break down the current invasion of Chicago from Donald Trump and masked federal agents, plus the implications and some insane videos coming out of the situation, like this one of a delivery driver making all of them look like fools. Now, for some context, I live and work in Chicago. The Mockler Media HQ is currently in Chicago. I grew up in Northwest Indiana and went to school in Northwest Indiana, but I moved to Chicago for college and then ended up dropping out because this takes up the vast majority of my time on a daily basis, reporting the news. But I do have a deeper insight in what's going on because I've seen this. I've seen this as it's been happening. First of all, Donald Trump has been threatening Chicago for months on end now. Some people say it was a diversion tactic, and it partially was. He was trying to divert attention away from the Epstein files, from his poor economic handling, from the Ukraine war raging on because Russia invaded them. But it can kind of be a diversion and also be true. It is a very real threat that he planned on executing. And now he is. The feds are currently marching into downtown Chicago. Top border agent says people are arrested based on, quote, how they look. And Governor J.B. Pritzker has been outsmarting Trump in a very clever way, but part of the insane problem here is Trump posted an AI image of Chicago roughly 6 weeks back, and it said, this is why we call it the Department of War. Or Chicago is about to find out why we call it the Department of War. And it was Chicago just on fire, like a war zone. That's not actually how Chicago looks. Chicago is rather beautiful. When Republican politicians say, quote, Chicago is a nightmare, it's literally a war zone. It's not a war zone. It is a beautiful city where I'm constantly walking around and I feel safe. And yes, we want to minimize crime, but you don't do it through military mobilization. There are so many ways to minimize crime. Some indicators of crime are wealth inequality, lack of education, the type of household that people grow up in, their environment as a child. These are things that the government can step in and fix through child tax credits or other things, but no. How about we just mobilize the military into Chicago and make it seem like it's a war zone through AI photos, even though it's not at all a war zone. Let me show you the absurdity in Chicago right now. You can see it's like a quite beautiful city with just like a military parade walking through to try to intimidate people. It's actually rather absurd. I'm not even joking. ICE agents are on a boat in the Chicago River. What are they possibly patrolling here? Do they think they're going to find, like, illegal immigrants swimming in the water? Are they going to shoot to kill while they're on a boat? Somebody posted, Dave Matthews Band has the opportunity to do the funniest thing right now. And they're referring to the Dave Matthews Band bus incident where a few decades back, the band poured 800 pounds of human waste off of this bridge in Chicago onto a boat full of people. I'm not even joking. This actually happened. It's called the Bus Incident. Dave Matthews Band Bus Incident. A tour belonging to the American rock group Dave Matthews Band dumped an estimated 800 pounds of human waste from the bus's Blackwater tank through the Kinzie Street Bridge in Chicago onto an open-top passenger sightseeing boat. Three people died. No one died from it. That's too far. But it sounds disgusting. That sounds absolutely horrific. Not as horrific as these ICE agents who just got their ass handed to them by a cyclist who appears to be a delivery driver who just yelled out, F Trump. Watch this.
No, no! Yes! No, yes!
Yeah, walk away in defeat. That's what America's about. Let me just lay the groundwork here. Dozens of federal agents took individuals into custody during a winding patrol Sunday through downtown Chicago. And a top U.S. border official told WBEZ the agents were arresting people based on, quote, how they look. I have a debate coming out soon with Michael Knowles from the Daily Wire where I debated a group of Trump supporters in Nashville on the Broadway Strip. It was 50 Trump supporters in MAGA hats yelling at me while I debated him on stage called Bar Fight. And I asked them during this debate, who in here is okay with racially profiling? And the entire room of Trump supporters starts cheering. Me, me. I can't wait to show this to you guys. I've been waiting for it to be released from the Daily Wire. It's coming soon. Comment Bar Fight and drop a like if you're excited. But to continue, the agents, clad in military-style fatigues, roamed past some of Chicago's most well-known landmarks on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's so incredibly clear what's going on here. They are not cleaning up crime in Chicago. Crime has been on the decrease in Chicago. These people are coming in, masked, in the most intense way possible, for optics. They are trying to rile people up. They are trying to get optical wins. But honestly, they're getting optical losses. Like, dude, they're riding on boats, which is insane, and they're getting outsmarted by cyclists. One more time. Something I wonder, what were they possibly going to grab him and detain him for? For yelling F Trump? This is the party of free speech. They're sending feds into downtown Chicago to grab people. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy from Illinois in Chicago said, armed federal agents detaining families off the street in downtown Chicago is not safety, it's intimidation. I will not accept President Trump's militarization of our city. Chicago deserves dignity, not fear. Marching armed agents through our streets and detaining people based on how they look isn't about making our community safer. It is a deliberate show of intimidation. It destabilizes our communities and it hurts our businesses. Here's Rand Paul saying Chicago is essentially a war zone.
In Chicago, Chicago's a nightmare. It is literally a war zone. And the people being hurt the worst are those who are poor and living in these communities. I've been to the most dangerous precinct in Chicago, and it's just despair and sadness. Yeah. And these young boys have grown up with no families. There's no restaurants, no drugs. Excuse me?
You have not been briefed on plans to...
Chicago is not literally a war zone unless you're paying attention to Donald Trump's Chicopalypse Now, whatever the fuck, Apocalypse Now ripoff image that he posted of Chicago looking like a war zone. It is quite a beautiful city, other than when ICE agents are roaming through it. But Rand Paul says he's been to the most dangerous part. Therefore, all of Chicago needs ICE walking through the nicest parts to intimidate people. It is sickening. I'm going to continue to cover this. I'll maybe hit it on the ground as the situation continues to develop. If you want to learn more, make sure you subscribe and go follow my Instagram. My Instagram is at Adam Mockler. We are growing rapidly on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to me on all places so you never miss an update. I love you all, and peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.